When you're juggling everyday life, carrying your faith isn't always easy. Introducing Journa, Premier's new devotional journaling app, created in partnership with World Vision. Each day, Journa gives you a Bible verse, a short reflection, a question to sit with, a written prayer, and space for your thoughts, all in one place, wherever you go. Find Journa in your App Store today, available on iOS and Android. Journa, an app to help you stay connected.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 95, verses 6 and 7. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God. We are the people He watches over, the flock under His care. If only you would listen to His voice today. These words of invitation are often used at the beginning of church services to remind us of how wonderful God is and how much He deserves our worship. But although God is perfect and is worthy of our complete devotion, He will never impose Himself on us. It is up to us to respond, and listening is a crucial part of that response. The sad reality is that we often fail to listen. And the psalmist reflects on a time when the people of Israel refused to listen. They were at the start of their wilderness wanderings, and there was no water to drink. I don't want to minimize the acute difficulty of such a dilemma, but the people's response was to complain and not to listen to God. Although He had miraculously delivered them from slavery in Egypt and provided regular food for them through the provision of quail and manna, their immediate response was to blame Him. Happily, Moses did listen to God, and the result was that he struck the rock at Horeb, and fresh water came gushing out. In his letter, James challenges his readers. He said, "You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry." It seems to me that James had an acute understanding of how people tick. He knew the grim truth that we're inclined to be quick to speak, and quick to get angry, and slow to listen. And the reason for that is not hard to find. Listening is hard work. It demands time and effort. And when we are facing a difficulty, we're inclined to want an instant response. Listening sounds like a very slow and unattractive option. The Bible is astonishingly honest about the repeated disasters of the people of Israel, which all occurred because they stopped listening. If only they'd listened, things would have gone so very differently. It's no different for us today. We need to be quick to listen, knowing that God loves to speak with us and will be seeking to do so today through other people, the Bible, literature, music, art, nature, and in a thousand other ways. So let me ask you the crucial question. How could you improve your ability to listen to God? And now let's pray together. Loving God, thank you that you love to speak to us. Help us to listen hard for your voice today. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
When you're juggling everyday life, carrying your faith isn't always easy. Introducing Journa, Premier's new devotional journaling app, created in partnership with World Vision. Each day, Journa gives you a Bible verse, a short reflection, a question to sit with, a written prayer, and space for your thoughts, all in one place, wherever you go. Find Journa in your App Store today, available on iOS and Android. Journa, an app to help you stay connected.